Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 28 for August 1st, 2009. The Wicked Witch of TWiT! Edition of This Week in Fun. I believe we're on episode 28.
29, right?
No, it's 28.
It's 28?
Yeah. I'm not alone here. I'm joined by the lovely, the talented, even a little sexy, Martin Sargent. How are you? Look at you. You're a good-looking dude. That haircut's continuing to work for you, I
yeah,
have to say.
You like that?
I do. I like it a lot.
You can thank Aaron for that. Aaron Dunkel. Aaron Dunkel is my stylist.
Man or woman?
It's a man.
Ah, well, Aaron could be a woman. Now,
Aron.
Oh, not two
like
A's.
Like A-Rod.
Uh-huh. Aaron, I would probably have called him. Aaron Dunkelman. So
remember you know, Dunkelman?
From the first season of Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Man.
Of course I do.
Tough to be him.
Brian Dunkelman, I think his name was.
Brian Dunkelman.
And he...
Tough to be Dunkelman.
I believe.
Because Seacrest just signed like a 3-year, $70 million contract.
He's
something insane.
Doing okay. He's
and
like
his agent,
jobs.
John Farriter, is probably doing real well.
I believe that Brian Dunkelman recently came out to talk about how much of a mistake he had made.
I believe that that's probably been the only interview he's given over the past about
is,
8, 9
why'd
years.
Why'd you leave American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dunkelman.
Well,
anyway.
Brian Dunkelman, unfortunately not on today's show, but we are, and we're happy to be here, and we're so happy to have you join us. Hopefully it's going to be a good show.
I think it's going to be a crackerjack show. This is going to be one of the finest. Episode 28 is going to be one of the finest episodes of TWiT ever.
I think so. I mean,
I'm really feeling good about
now,
this
28,
show.
Now, 28, I don't know about you, but 28 was a good year for me.
28
a lot of fun
was,
stuff happened that year.
28 was a good year for me. I think I was at the height of my career. 28.
No.
Some 5 years back.
Well, maybe, yeah. You know. You're a little older than me. So yeah. When I was 28, yeah.
Yeah, it was almost 6 years ago.
It was. Yeah, things are
going. I have
going,
a birthday coming up.
Things are going well.
Things were going really
when
well.
When is your birthday,
me.
By the way? Do you want to tell the good people?
That would be
home?
August 18th.
They could send you fun things. How old are you going to be, like, 40?
I am going to be 1 year older than Christ when he died.
You say that every year.
No, last year I said I was going to be as old as Christ.
No, actually.
When he died. Now I'm going to be 1 year older than Christ when he died.
I believe there is a Revision 3 Gazette floating around on the internet that has you tell that joke 2 years ago.
Wait a minute.
I am 1 year older than Christ when he died.
I could be perfectly honest with you. Well, it's not a joke. I'm having a hard time figuring out how old I am.
I know how old you are. You were born in 1974.
I was born in 1975.
You were born in 1975?
1975, so I'm going to be 34, right?
Yes, you're going to be 34.
Yeah. Okay, so what I said is accurate.
Are you sure you were born in 75? I thought you were born in 74.
No, my brother Matthew, my obese brother Matthew, is born in 74.
What do they call them? Irish twins? Came out right after the other one?
We're 11 months apart.
Yeah.
There's 1 month out of the year when my obese brother Matthew and I are the same age.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that fun?
He's not so obese, is he? Yeah?
You see that show, More to Love?
I have not watched the show, but I know what it is. It's like The Bachelor, but with
like,
plump people.
You know, the guy on the show More to Love, it's all these plus-size women going for the. He's kind of like the size of the guy. Who's in
your
love
brother
with the
plus is like size the size.
Women.
Now, is the guy plus-size as well? The one who's looking for love?
You know, he's probably
he's not in the best shape.
He probably shops at the big and tall stores.
Okay. Now, see, all right, let me ask you this, because you're tall, but you're certainly not overweight, right?
No, I'm
when
not.
When people say big and tall, you know, it's sort of like a wink, wink, like you're just
big.
Fat.
Yeah.
But why the tall? I mean, what about
well,
like short, fat guys?
Well, because it's very difficult, for example, for a fellow like me with a tremendous wingspan to find a fitted shirt.
Uh-huh.
Because I wear like, you know, like a 16 neck and then like I want like a 37 inch. That's difficult to find.
Because they assume if you're that tall, you're probably bigger.
So I have been in like a big and tall store before. And like you walk in and it's like, I'm going for the tall, not going for big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's obvious to anyone who's working there.
Oh, that would
I'm
help.
Sure. I just, you know.
Most of those things cater towards big.
But it's like Lane Bryant for women is the same way, where they make it, they market it like it's for tall women, but yeah. It's really for large women.
Like Lisa Leslie shopping at Lane Bryant.
Who's Lisa Leslie, that basketball player?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Well, she is tall, though. But yeah, I think that there's more overweight women than there are just really tall
women.
There's
not a bunch of stick ladies shopping at Lane Bryant, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm short, so this tall stuff is just fascinating.
Where does
to me.
They have like clothing for just short people?
Yeah, it's called the petite section. That's where we
no
shop.
Like a specific store that's called like Dwarfies or something or
yeah, you know. Ann Taylor Petites. Some malls have an actual petite store. Sometimes it's just a section.
Smurf Shack.
There's not usually a Smurf Shack.
Smurf
I like
Shack.
It though. It's my new next business. I can market to people like me. No more hemming of the jeans. Short people unite.
Shrubs.
Come on down to the Smurf Shack.
Hey, we got get big sale size. Going down at Shrubs.
Shrubs. Yes. Well, yeah, you
as
know,
you can
you're
tell,
tall, I'm short.
As
what's
you can
new?
Tell, this show is a little bit different than most of the shows that you hear on the Twit Network.
How is it different, though, Martin? Because
well,
I've never really figured that
most
out.
Most of those other shows on the Twit Network, you know, Leo hosts the predominance of them. And, you know, they're all about the real high-techy kind of stuff. And they're always talking about things like in the defragging.
USB ports.
USB and daisy chaining.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy chaining.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. Defragging.
Oh, sure.
Updating kernels.
Absolutely.
This and that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is more about fun.
Yeah.
This is more about fun.
Yeah.
You know, and we do have a tangential relationship to the technology. And I'm not just talking about, you know, but we just make it fun. I'm not just, you know, you're not going to, it's not bad. It's not like the
see,
whole
you and I
floppy
do this
disk,
tech
hard
stuff
disk
all week
joke
long.
Kind of stuff.
This is no, what, this is, you know, this is our
we live
escape.
This stuff.
This is us saying, we're geeks.
I've been defragging
we want to just
all
have
week.
A little fun once a week, and we'd like you to be
if
part
I
of it.
Have to defrag another hard drive this week, I'm going to go crazy. That's what I'm saying.
You don't even know how
so,
to do that. There's no way you know how to
I
do that.
I do, and let me tell you, I had some messed up sectors. All right?
Uh-huh.
This week?
Did you clear your cookies? Clear some cash? Yeah?
I cleared a lot of cash.
Got rid
week.
Of some internet browsing history? Perhaps
that I do
that too.
Yeah, that's
you
an
know
automatic.
The new version of Firefox. It's great
up,
for hiding there. Stuff.
Oh, I know.
You can hide all day long. Oh. Well, unless the other person has any sort of internet savvy to them.
Really?
Well, Molly, your live-in girlfriend, who everyone is probably very familiar with,
Demo Girl. At
she's
Demo Girl.
More. I mean, don't take this the wrong
so
way.
She
she's a little
be,
tech savvier than you are.
She could be at my home right now, going on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that she has the know-how
yeah.
to go on my pruder, even though I have it all set up with the Firefox to clear my tracks. You're saying that Molly has the know-how to go in there and see what I've been perusing.
I mean, do you really want to like make a big deal out of this so that she does?
No.
I think she could probably figure something out. I mean, we all could. Well, you do a little tinkering. You read a few to do, you know, how to's on the internet, not a to do as much as a how to, and you figure some stuff
really?
Out. You look through
good
some
stuff, you know, it's just all erased. I clear it.
Well, you clear it every time you close your browser.
I have it set up to automatically do so.
Huh. I don't do
it's
that.
It's a simple setting in the.
You must have a guilty conscience.
No,
I
have a guilty life.
Wow. Wonder what you're doing at 11 p.m. when everyone's gone to sleep.
11 p.m.? That's late.
9:30.
So,
wow, so you're almost 37, huh?
No.
Sorry. Happy early birthday, Martin. 34. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
Almost 34. Well, I'm going to East Coast this weekend.
Yeah, Rochester, huh?
I'm going to Rochester. I'm going to...
Now, were you born in Rochester?
Going to the Finger Lakes.
Or were you born in Spencerport? Does Spencerport have a hospital?
No.
So you were born in Rochester?
No. I think they may have like an urgent care clinic.
Yeah, poke your eye out or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, I was born in, I don't know, Rochester General, I guess.
You don't know?
No,
I
don't. I don't remember.
What time were you born?
I haven't any idea.
Your mom should know this.
She doesn't remember.
I was born at 1:33 p.m., October 12th.
I've asked her. She doesn't remember.
At Dominican Hospital.
She's all drugged out.
Weird family, those sergeants. You got to know this stuff. This is your heritage. This is your life. So what's fun today? What's been fun this week?
Well, we found a lot.
Because I need some good news.
I got a lot of stories that really piqued my interest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
There's a good one here. Here's a good one here. Hey, let's go to Italy.
Okay.
Want to go to Italy?
Totally.
All right. So these two Swedes.
Italy.
Hear about this one? These two Swedes, they wanted to go to the beautiful island of Capri.
Ah, Capri.
Capri. Have you been?
Off the coast of Napoli. I have. It's lovely.
It's such a beautiful island. There's a brand of cigarettes named after it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That glamorous women smoke.
Absolutely.
And they're very, very thin. It's, Capris. It's,
if you've got class, you're smoking
Capris. You're smoking Capri menthols.
That's for sure.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so these two Swedes, they go to Capri, and everyone wants to. I mean, people have gone to Capri since the ancient Roman times. It's been this destination. So they want to go, and they get in the rental car, and they set the GPS. It said, take me to Capri. Take me to Capri.
Yeah.
Well, whoever.
A little bit of a user error, sounds like.
A middle-aged couple, they typed in Carpi.
Carpi.
C-A-R-P-I.
Which happens to exist.
It does exist on the opposite end of Italy.
Yeah, and not really so much of a tourist destination,
No, in fact,
actually.
It's like this industrial kind of place. But they didn't realize that, and they drove 650 kilometers, I'll do the translation, that's 400 miles, off course, to the northern town of Carpi.
Poor old bag.
And they show up there, and they still don't have a clue. They have no inkling that what they've done is wrong. And they ask somebody when they get to this industrial town, they ask somebody, like, can you tell us where the Blue Grotto is, which is like this famous place on the island of Capri.
Right, right. And they were kind of like, what are you talking
about?
Let's
look up. Do a quick like a Google image search on the Blue Grotto of Capri, because I haven't been. And now I'm kind of, maybe I want to go there.
Blue Grotto?
The Blue Grotto. It sounds like a strip club or something, or a restaurant.
No, it's a grotto. It's a real grotto.
The
Here,
Blue
look.
Grotto.
Look. It's beautiful.
Have you been?
Look. No. I mean, I'm just looking at it right now.
Look.
See, look.
You know what that's kind of like?
It's nice. Huh?
It's similar to what they call the Blue Room on the Isle of Kauai.
The Blue Room?
Room.
Sorry, I didn't understand
on the Isle
you.
Of Kauai.
I thought you said rum.
So these people really screwed up, these middle-aged Swedish
Carpi
people.
Carpi and Capri.
They went all the way to Carpi and not to Capri.
Don't make the same mistake.
It just goes to show you can't rely on these technologies.
You know what? I couldn't agree more.
You cannot rely on these
people
technologies.
People go so nuts about their GPS and not needing to be able to read maps and
people,
compasses. You got the compasses on the iPhones now and you can go get lost.
The lady will say, turn left here. They'll turn smack dab into a building.
Yeah.
Right exactly. Into a greengrocer.
Right in.
Who is texting
gonna kill
me during
somebody.
The show?
I don't know. Would you like to find out? Why don't you read the text aloud for everyone? Don't
it's
be rude.
It's my friend Volk. He says, so Marty, what's the deal?
What does that mean? Who's Volk?
He's from The Rock.
Volk?
Kevin Volk.
Kevin Volk?
Yes.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
I'm sure
I don't
he's
think
watching.
He's watching. He has no idea that he did the show. Anyway.
You know, I once ended up in a not very pretty city in Italy myself, coming back from Sardinia, back to the mainland.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you had a choice of like you could go into Rome. It's on a boat. You went to Rome. You could go up to Genoa, or you could go to gosh, I can't remember Salerno.
Oh, Salerno.
Salerno. And we my cousin and I, we were you know my cousin Molly, not Molly McDonald, Molly McCall.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, you know her. We were coming back and we thought, Salerno. Oh, that sounds cool. You know, like some kind of fancy meat.
Sounds like, yeah, exactly. You know? Some good eating going
on.
Yeah,
exactly. And now, I'm not saying that the city of Salerno doesn't have its nice parts, because I'm sure it did. The port wasn't one of them. In fact, it was kind of a seedy area, and you know, we got off the boat, and we were kind of like, we need to get on a train somewhere else immediately. Salerno left a little to be desired. If anyone knows anyone who lives in Salerno who would like to perhaps offer up a very inexpensive vacation rental to prove me wrong, totally into that.
All this talk has made me want to go to the Olive Garden so badly.
When you're here, your family.
Your family. I mean, that is some real authentic grub.
You know it. You know it, brother man.
More salads?
The Olive Garden is actually not one of my big favorites.
Oh.
But I used to love Red Lobster. They had the best breadsticks. Best breadsticks.
For the seafood lover in you. They're not breadsticks. They're like cheesy rolls.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
They're not much of sticks at all.
You kidding me? Those lunch specials at Red Lobster?
So you know all about the Red Lobster bread.
Where
you go, you get a Diet Coke, eat a bunch of bread, and then you leave.
Yeah.
I mean, so I've heard people do things
I get
like
my
that.
Lobster, too.
Would you eat a lobster, a Red Lobster? I don't know. Is it even real?
I'd eat a popcorn shrimp.
I am
so hungry, Ryan. Colleen!
Really?
Go anywhere.
Martin, she asked you right before the show, do you want
Give
anything?
Give me a crab cake.
And you said, no, I'm fine.
All right, forget it.
Jesus.
What a crab
cake. You're a real pain in the rear sometimes. So, I'm sorry, tourists who went to Carpi instead of Capri. You know, I bet...
See, you,
there's a woman living in Carpi who will give you the best darn spaghetti you ever had.
Are you kidding me?
No,
absolutely.
I'm yeah, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not the Blue Grotto.
There's a lot of proud people in Carpi. Don't kid yourself.
You know it. Carpinians, I believe they are. Carpinites. Carpinish. Ish. Proud people.
Proud people. Good
proud
living people.
Yeah. Oh, you know it. It's Carpi. What's not to like?
You ever feel like you're working
for a
company, and it feels more like you're part of a religion or a cult?
Well, I've never felt that way.
I haven't either.
I've sometimes felt that
other people to treat it that way.
Well, sometimes you hear about all the, you know, the like the team building stuff that used to go on at Google back in the day,
and
how
frankly it's weird.
And it's a little, you know, it's like, listen, you're working for a paycheck, right? Maybe you love what you do, but come on, let's be honest. You're not saving the world. I don't know. I guess with Google, that's debatable.
I thought that's precisely what Current TV was doing, was serving the world. Saving the world.
I'm not personally saving anyone, as far as I know.
I thought that was sort of the mandate of Al Gore and Current TV was to save the world. I may be mistaken.
Okay. I'm not sure that I feel that I'm in a cult at Current. No. I think it's a company. It's a somewhat corporate atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Nice office.
Yes,
great location.
Is. Yes, it is. I will hand them that.
They do give you free yogurt and apples and Wheat Thins and mozzarella sticks.
That's not bad. Coffee's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Some teas, tea bags, nothing crazy, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Comme ci, comme ça.
If I don't bring my lunch to work, I'm not going to starve to death. All right? Let's just leave it at that. It could be worse. I don't feel like I'm in a cult, though. What are you getting at, exactly?
What I'm getting at is there's this company that just started up in San Francisco.
Oh.
And I think that there is sort of a sensibility in a lot of places in the Silicon Valley. When people work for these startups, they sort of do rise to the level of a cultish experience. Where everyone's sort of working hard towards the same thing, and there's the cult of Apple. I mean, that's a silly example, but I'm talking about like sort of small startup kind of things where people never go home and they're sleeping there and they're all working towards the same thing and everything. But there's this company that recently started up here in San Francisco. They call it an idea factory. That
We're not a company. We make ideas.
We're an idea. It sounds this was a piece I read in Valleywag. It sounds very much like a cult.
Peace.
A lot of the things that they're doing at this place are very cool. For example, in order to get a job at this company, You first have to work for free to prove your devotion.
For a month.
For a month.
For a freaking month.
If you want to join the cult and get hired, you need to put in a full month of labor unpaid to prove your devotion.
It's a lot.
And then after that month, it's the commune, the other members of the cult who are already initiates. They're the ones who decide your fate.
Now, this is the one that I really like. And, all right. and you know that this is sort of idealistic, and you gotta assume these people are, you know, they've got their hearts in the right place and they really want to, you know, grow something different. They want to think different. But one of the perks of working there is you are never alone, meaning there is only one door in the entire office.
Well, I hope that door goes to the bathroom.
Right?
I mean,
you need a door to get in.
Yeah.
Where are we all going to poop?
But back to the other point about the commune deciding your fate while you get hired. Yeah, okay, so everyone in the place could be like, all right, we think that Sarah's all right. And one person would be like, no, I think that Ms. Lane is not up to our standards. And
well,
you're out.
Also.
You're out of the cult.
Salary information.
Everything's open.
Knowledge.
Wide open.
Everyone knows
is naked.
Everything.
Everyone, it's just
well,
all.
Well, not literally naked, although.
They
who
have
knows?
These things there called Naked Thursdays,
but
though.
But they're not, it's not physical nudity.
Not physical, but it's very much, you know, bare your soul. So that a lot of companies kind of do this thing, but apparently they're taking it to the next level. Where, like, the CEO, who's apparently got a little bit of a track record,
uh-huh.
This guy, Steve Newcomb, you know, he sold one of his companies to Microsoft for $100 million before, so he kind of knows what he's doing.
Hey,
but
more than I can say for me.
On Thursdays, all the staff gather, and they go sit out in a park or something like that.
And they talk
the
about their feelings.
And you can ask the cult leader, the Steve Newcomb guy, ask him anything you want, and he will answer that with total honesty.
I mean,
now, a lot of bosses have told me that over the years.
And you never really feel like that's what happens.
It's nonsense.
It's, I mean, they're not. Although this guy, who knows? Maybe it's a little bit different. The thing about it is, you know, you read these rules and you think, okay, you know, yeah, it's a little hippie-ish. It's a little granola, you know, only in Silicon Valley, that kind of thing. The ideas, I think, in theory, are really good. You know, you're creating a place of trust.
Would you do this?
A lot of secrets. If it was an awesome job, I don't really have a problem with working for free.
I'm not making any money anyway.
Right.
I mean,
of course, I don't want
to. For a month.
I don't want to work for free. But if it was something that by the end of that month, I and the company both agreed that this was a great place for me to be,
yeah.
And there were sort of no strings attached. That's great. As far as everyone deciding your fate, I get a little weirded out by that because you know that there's always crazy coworkers. That's
yeah.
The way it goes.
Absolutely.
Coworkers, there's always a crazy person.
But everyone always likes me.
That's true. You're very likable. You're a likable guy.
A lot of people talk about you behind your back.
That's okay. They don't like a woman with an opinion. Strong woman. Small, but strong.
Fierce,
treacherous, made of steel. The one door thing is weird. I don't like that. What do we got? Curtains?
How do you feel about everyone knowing how much you make?
Everyone knows that stuff anyway.
They do, don't they? Because you know what? The truth of the matter is that these companies, people are young, and people drink, and people talk. I know.
I've almost always known what people around me are making.
I'll tell you all right now what Sarah makes.
Whether or not I'm in positions of power. Please don't. Thank you.
Why not?
Because.
You guys want to know?
No. They don't want to know that sort of thing. Who would be interested in that sort of information? No, I know I'm luckier than most.
I'll tell you how much she makes. She makes a lot more than I do.
It's true. I make more than nothing. That's true.
It's true.
Yeah. I always hate it when we get into this weird, sort of somewhat angry, resentful rabbit hole. It never really ends well.
Oh, you hate it. All right, let's move on.
maybe you can work for, what's the name of them?
So,
Virgins.
Virgins.
We're just kidding. We don't think you're creepy.
Maybe I'm going to look
Martin.
Into these guys. Yeah. I am an idea factory.
You certainly are.
I'm not exactly sure what they do, but I'll bet I could kick ass at this place.
They probably do something great. You know, they disclose salaries. How bad could it be?
Yeah.
Probably wonderful. Wonderful.
I bet everyone there gets paid real well.
Speaking of Value Wag, another kind of interesting story on the Wag this week.
This one.
This was all over the place.
This was all over, yeah.
This was all over. You know, it's funny. I think that by now, you would think that by now, folks would be, you know, acutely aware of the fact that if you post a sexy picture of yourself on Facebook, or you send a tweet, or anything else that's can be consumed by the public on the internet, that you really need to think about it because it's going to get you in hot water.
There might be a repercussion.
There might be somebody that reads something that you've said.
That stone will cause ripples in the internet pond.
Very well said. Internet pond.
See
ripples.
That idea factory? I'm good.
You are. You're really good. It's Viacom or Volcom or Vercom or add some weird name.
Vercom!
Voltron! We're hiring.
And I'll form the head of your cult.
France?
France.
Going to France? So anyway.
Yeah.
The idea here is.
I don't know, though. I mean.
That here's the thing. All right. I mean, well, do you want to explain? Or do you
no,
want to explain?
I. You go ahead and explain, but then I want to go back to something you just said. But you tell the story.
All right. Well, here's the deal. A woman named Amanda, who's probably very nice. I like that name, Amanda. I like it better than Mandy.
Yeah.
If we're keeping score.
Mandy's kind of.
Now she had a Twitter account. Has a Twitter account, like. Many people do. Most people who watch or listen to this show, I'm sure, are active on the Twitter.
Yeah, that Twitter's getting real popular.
Yeah, you know, it's all anybody talks about. Those CNN folks, they're even using it.
They're on Twitter.
They're on Twitter. Yeah. What's next, Oprah? Oh, come on. But anyway, she has a small, a small following, you know, 20 people or so, or did, before this happened. And she, sent a tweet that was in reference to her apartment that she was not happy with. And she said something about it being moldy. Now, of course, there's mold and then there's, what's the other thing that turns black? Mildew. Mold and mildew, kind of different things. And I know that when you're talking about landlords and tenants, she rents her apartment, so she's got a landlord. Landlords and tenants, mold and mildew are this, you know, it's a very weird gray area because people can sue for certain kinds of mold that can actually like get into your lungs and kill you. And it can be kind of crazy. Mildew, I think for the most part is like, you know, shower scum and, you know, little black things on the edge of your tile. Anyway, it's a very touchy subject. However you slice it. Turns out the management company of her building saw her tweet and took some offense.
Apparently, their management company is one of her 20 followers.
Apparently so. Which is weird because it's like, it's probably like the manager is some guy living at the end of her hall stalking her. Yeah. Knows everything about her. Stole her underwear out of the laundry room.
The super down the way.
And saw her tweet and decided to, you know, decided to make it difficult for her. Long and the short of it is, the management company is now suing this woman for... What was it, 50, libel?
50
is
grand.
Is it libel or slander? I can never keep them straight.
This
I guess it's
slander.
Libel. Yeah, 50 grand. I mean,
plus
50
court
grand.
Costs.
You know.
I don't think they have any hope in hell of winning this thing, but I don't know.
I don't either, but it just goes to show you how dangerous this is getting to speak your mind.
I think it's wrong. I think that you should. I think that you know, and what I want to go back. I don't really think about the repercussions too much of my tweets. Obviously.
Yeah. You're pretty good,
but
though.
No, I'm pretty good. I police myself. But I would not think that I would get sued.
No.
You know?
No.
You know, say something about somebody, a landlord or, you know, my landlord.
I think I've said, you know, I really try to not say nasty things on Twitter. I think it's bad form. I mean, I think I once, you know, took a jab at Sarah Palin back in the day.
That she's a public figure.
That's a bad example. But for the most part, I think that we think, listen, this is our opinions.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is my Twitter account. I say whatever the heck I please. And, you know, if my apartment seems moldy, I'm going to talk about it. I'm sure that's what, you know, Amanda may not have even really, you know, maybe she sent the tweet and went on her way and live with mold.
You know, I think the real victim is here.
Who?
Jess B123.
Who's that?
who is the person that Amanda sent the tweet to. At JessB123, to whom she said, you should come anyway. Who said sleeping in a moldy apartment was bad for you? Horizon really thinks it's okay. That was the management company.
Horizon Realty.
So I think it would be fun if everyone right now who's listening to this followed JessB123 and sent her a message and said, JessB123, you look very nice today.
Well, JessB123 is not Amanda.
No, exactly.
what's the point of saying JessB123 looks nice today?
Just to
kind of be weird?
Kind of brighten her day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think so?
Hey, don't say, everyone say something different. Everyone say something different. Don't say that you're listening to the show. Don't say, just say something to JessB123. Just say something nice. Come up with it yourself. You looked very nice today.
I feel this is a weird little exercise you're proposing. I don't get it. Just me is going to be like, I'm not Amanda.
She is going to be freaked out by this.
Well, don't freak anyone out. Gosh, Amanda's had enough.
Go to JessB123
right
now.
She's got the value edge on her on the phone. You think she's had a good week?
How many followers? I mean, I wonder how many followers she got because of this already. Go look her up.
All right, fine.
I'm curious.
All right, calm down. Where are we here? Oh, this is a PDF. Are you kidding me? Sheesh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At JessB123, whatever.
Well, she's not JessB123, though.
But the person
I don't think you understand how Twitter works.
No. But the person that Amanda wrote to was JessB123.
Right.
So that makes it even weirder. we're bringing her into this.
No, it's weird. I agree with you on that. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
No.
You guys write her if you want to. Tell her she looks nice today, but it.
I just thought it'd be a nice thing to do for somebody.
But it doesn't really apply.
But, you know, sometimes you just want to do things to make people feel good.
Okay, well then.
And today is JessB123's lucky day.
So I want everyone to write at Martin Sargent. You know, we like your haircut.
Come up with somebody else.
I want everyone to write.
Just find someone random.
Like who?
Go to like a trending topic on Twitter right now. Find the last person that tweeted about that and say, everyone write to that person and say something nice about them. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do?
By the way, someone in the chat room claims that they have rented from Horizon Group Management.
Oh.
In Florida.
Was it moldy?
Yes. Was it moldy? That is a good question. Very good question. Well, they like your hair, Marty. Sorry, I get sucked into the chat room sometimes and I forget where I am. I'm like, oh, look, they're talking about us. One after another. Me. No, I don't think about myself.
I'll bet Jess123 is hot.
JessB123, and it's not the same woman. It could
be
anyone.
I'll bet she's smoking.
Smoking hot? Yeah. I don't like it when guys say that.
I bet she's smoking hot.
First of all, can we just talk about the words that people use to like say like another person's attractive?
Sure.
So the one that I really need to stop is hot. Like, he's hot.
He's hot.
She's hot. You know, like, oh, people only like so-and-so because she's hot.
Uh-huh.
Hot does not mean pretty.
No.
Hot is like sexy, va va voom, look at that ass kind of stuff, right? That's hot.
That's what I like.
That's the kind of girl you're looking for?
Yeah.
But like a guy, I feel like to say a guy's hot is sort of, I don't know, it doesn't make sense. I don't know.
So what do you say? Say you're describing me to your friend.
Right.
Say, what's he
right.
like? And you, okay, so you
I
can't
say tall
say,
but not obese.
He's hot. Because you don't want to say that.
I say he has a big wingspan.
Okay, take me out of the equation. What would you say about some guy that you see? I mean, you're at
the post office.
CompUSA.
Uh huh. I don't ever go there, but I do go to Office Max.
You're at Office Max.
Okay.
Awesome. Good choice. And you're at Office Max, and you're thinking about getting a new printer ribbon.
Oh, okay.
New printer ribbon.
Ugh, I need some, actually.
And
I need some more ink. I need some cartridges.
And you see some guy. He's working. He's working at the Office Max.
Oh,
and
then he's not hot.
Is answering. Okay. He is in there. He is buying.
Nothing against people who work at Office
Max.
Okay,
you're just missing my point. He's just in the Office Max.
It's just, that's a very sterile environment.
Okay.
This is not the kind of place anyone looks hot. You're buying printer ink.
He's at the restaurant you were at last night.
Okay, that'll work. I wasn't actually at a restaurant, but fine. I'll pretend.
Yes, so you were.
No, I was at a potluck. A potluck.
Before that?
Oh, South.
Yes, so thank you. Okay, you're at...
That old man?
No, but somebody else there. And you think that... Well, Norm, you would have used to say that that person's hot. Now what do you say?
Oh, that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
What would I say an attractive guy was?
You're the one who brought this whole thing up.
Well, because I needed to be retired. Okay? That's all. That's all I'm asking for. Don't say that's hot.
What do you say instead?
I would say, oh my gosh, this guy, he was so gorgeous. He had these like high cheekbones and he smelled good. That's what I would do. That's what I would
do. I do declare.
I do appreciate
a breeze.
I don't appreciate really, really attractive males usually. I mean, I would be like, wow, he's really attractive. But if he's too built, I think he spends all time in the gym. I don't like that because I don't go to the gym at all. Last thing I need is to feel flabby next to a dude, right? If he's too, you know, he's like his eyes are too pretty or his hair is too perfect, I think he's in love with himself. Mirror, mirror on the wall kind of stuff. I don't need any guy like that in my life. I need somebody who's in and out, you know? Quick shower.
In and out.
In and out in the bathroom. Yeah. You know?
In the bathroom, on the kitchen floor, wherever. I know how you operate.
Getting ready to go to work. It would be nice if you had a nice job. Okay? That's pretty damn attractive. Let's be honest.
Okay, so basically.
I'm being honest.
Basically, I am not at all attracted to you because I'm clearly I have beautiful eyes. I'm really into myself and I don't have a job. So I am not on
actually,
the list.
You're still extremely doable on my list. If you start going to the gym, it's totally over, though. I will cut you out of my life.
You got it, baby. I love this. Speaking of love,
yeah,
internet dating.
All right. Yeah. What about it? Have internet you ever done dating. This, by the way? Let's be honest.
For TV purposes and stuff.
But I mean, because I don't feel that... Being part of, you know, Match or eHarmony or OkCupid is like a, you know, any stigma is attached anymore.
I don't think that it's something that one must be ashamed about.
No.
Anymore.
I don't either.
But what I do find fascinating and surprising are the numbers that these companies are divulging as to how many people are meeting their mates.
As in overstating the successes type of a thing.
Well, it's kind of it's controversial. I mean, some people say they are overstating the success of these. This is an article from USA Today. Other people say, well, you know, kind of crunch the numbers and, you know, they kind of, I mean, eHarmony, for example, claims that 2% of Americans who got married last year met through its site. How could that be? 2% of people who got married last year met on eHarmony.
That is really high.
I would think.
2% of I mean, there are a lot of marriages every year, right?
Match.com says, well, they say about 2% of Americans get married a year, which also seems high. So that's 2% of 2%.
Really? That is so
it's 2% of 2%.
So it's, you know, sure, of the American public, it's not a big number.
Yeah.
But that's still... A pretty big number of successes that eHarmony can claim.
Yeah, and I guess they're the most successful. Match.com says that they claim 12 marriages a day.
No way! Come on, in Vegas?
Trace their roots to Match.com.
In Reno?
Come on. Plenty of Fish is another site, and they say that his site brings about 100,000 marriages a year.
That's ridiculous.
Now, this is a figure based in part on, quote, some study I found online.
Uh-huh.
So,
right.
But eHarmony, they commissioned Harris Interactive to do this poll, and they're the ones who came up with the 2% number.
Now, here's the thing.
I mean, they're a reputable polling outfit.
I think eHarmony, and correct me if I'm wrong, eHarmony skews a little older, you know, like over 40.
They do, and they're also, they skew Christian, too.
So you kind of, Christian, you kind of have to assume.
Remember Joey, the intern? Of course you do, Joey Robier. Mm-hmm. We tried to get him to sign up for eHarmony for some bit we're going to do. They wouldn't let him.
Well, he has more problems than just not being
They said, no, we don't want your money. I swear to this is the truth.
Yeah,
they don't take everyone.
He said something weird. You know, it wasn't just that he was bizarre. Killed bats at night or whatever. But eHarmony, you figure, especially if there's a Christian slant, which actually I wasn't aware of, but
I believe
if you're skewing a little,
I mean,
older,
it's not. You don't have to be
more of those folks. Ooh.
It's like some kind of a
got
raptor.
A blackbird in the
<It's> like raptor birds outside the window.
Vultures circling this cottage. If you're skewing a little older, people are more likely to want to settle down, and you know maybe they're on their maybe they're divorced, or you know there's a variety of reasons that you're ready to meet that special someone. I think there's a lot more folks on Match who are kind of just looking to have a good time. You know, they're kind of the people who are like putting up the sexier images.
Is Match.com more of like a?
I think it's a more,
you know, pay $29.95 a month to get.
I've never had a Match.com account, but I know friends who have them, and I
know friends.
Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Yeah. I've actually never had an account. I don't have a problem with it, though. I don't know. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I wouldn't do it.
No,
myself.
No, no. I just haven't. I meet all my men at work. You're aware of this.
Yes.
Who needs Match? I'll just go to the office. Anyway, it's also the sort of thing where, yeah, you know,
is anyone in the audience that has a huge crush on Sarah Lane?
Yeah.
Get a job at Current. It's basically your only hope.
Gosh, you know, I was sort of half kidding.
Well, it's true.
I'm a workaholic. What can I say? I love my career. So these eHarmony numbers, you know, and the numbers for the other folks, it sort of, when you list them out the way you did, you know, any person who, you know, takes 2 seconds to think about it goes, oh, that can't be right. Mm-hmm. You know, these numbers are too high. It's manipulative. I mean, it's not really surprising that they want to make the numbers look as attractive as possible. They want you to sign up for their service.
Well, somebody crunched the numbers, you know? And they said that in order to have done this analysis, mm-hmm. to make it accurate.
Yeah.
They would have needed to make 1.75 million phone calls to get a big enough sample to get those eHarmony
numbers. Clearly didn't do that. And look at this picture from this article. The caption is, two former eHarmony members who met on the site celebrate their wedding anniversary in Redding, California, where they had their first date.
I think he could do better.
Is that Bill Clinton? Because that is not Hillary.
Is she wearing a fanny pack?
I think it's just an unfortunate jacket with fur trim or something. I'm not sure. But look at them. They have eHarmony to thank. You know, I have a family member. I'm not going to say in what capacity.
Cousin Molly?
No, not Molly. It's actually the other side. A family member who had a relationship that started with eHarmony that just recently ended.
Mm.
Don't know the details. That's all I'm going
to
say.
But
hey, doesn't always work. That's the way it goes. Love is tough. Love hurts. They even wrote a song about it.
How about Adult Friend Finder?
Adult Friend Finder? That sounds porny.
No, it's for straight hooking up.
Oh, it's for just go to Craigslist. What do you need Adult Friend Finder for? Is there a fee?
Well, I believe so.
Well,
so I guess
no reason to pay a fee when you got Craigslist for free. I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
You're gross.
You're gross. You're the one who brought up Adult Friend Finder. I
have an awareness of the internet landscape.
Yeah. You have an awareness of the seedy underbelly of everything. That's your beat. The seedy underbelly. That's what you do.
I do it very well.
Yeah, you do. That's your thing, you know? Loud and proud.
It's amazing how many... in fact, we played a little game on this very show. Remember I was quizzing you on whether it was a real dating site or one that I made up?
And I think I failed really badly.
You had a really difficult time doing it.
Because there are so many weird,
there's a niche dating site out there for everyone.
What was one of the ones? It was like people who like fishing or something.
Well, there was the one for people who are really into Ayn Rand.
Oh, and was that real or fake?
It's called like the Fountainhead.
Was it real or fake?
Give me some Fountainhead. That was real. It was real.
God, get over yourselves. Go to match.com like everybody else.
So essentially Facebook what you're flirt. Doing when you're internet dating
yeah.
is commerce, right? It's very similar going to match.com or any of these to going to Amazon and mm-hmm. shopping for the book that you want.
There are some similarities that you could draw, yes.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go to Amazon and say I want to find a gritty potboiler novel. And I could search for that. Or I could go to Match.com and say I want to find a cute blonde who likes to go hiking.
Uh-huh.
I can find that.
Right.
But it's actually a little bit perhaps more like eBay because basically when you're on the internet dating sites, you're outbidding all the competition.
Right.
Because this guy says that he like, you know, dug wells in Ghana. So I have to trump him by saying that I like just published my first novel.
Slippery slope.
Right. But hey, you win the bid, you win the bid. The bid equal bed.
Well, but Amazon, you don't bid.
You win
there's
the bid.
There's more than one.
You win the bed.
You
know
pay,
what I'm saying?
You get
the
laid.
Reason I bring this up, uh-huh. this silly little analogy, is because some website just did a poll.
Uh-huh.
And it was called madbid.com.
Okay.
It's a website which auctions off dates with celebrities for charity. Okay.
Yeah.
And
what
they
kind of
asked
dates?
Everyone.
Like, you get lucky date?
Well, it wasn't. That's what's unclear. It was. They asked everyone in the audience, who would you pay? Who would you pay to go on a date with? What woman would you pay to go on
Are
a date with?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I'm not into girls. Oh, Jennifer Aniston. My gosh. I would totally go gay for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would go gay for her?
Absolutely.
Really?
No question. None.
Aniston?
Oh, love her.
Well, see, I was just asking Molly this the other day. What is the continuing fascination with Jennifer Aniston?
I love her. She's my every
what
woman.
What is the continuing fascination with this person? What does she even
first
do?
First of all, okay, can I
mean, she's always
can
like
I get
the number
on my soapbox for a second
on,
about
on
why Jennifer Aniston is
so because
is
of
wonderful?
The Brad Pitt thing? And
no,
so
no.
You hate Angelina Jolie.
No, I always felt that Brad Pitt was a little out of her league, not going to lie. That said, sorry, Aniston. At least at first, right? I find her very funny. I think she is an amazing comedic actress.
What a talent.
She is. She's good. She's the best part of Friends. She's funny. I love her movies. I loved her.
You used to
her.
Get her hair, your haircut like her, and you know you did.
No, we just have similar hair. We used to. We don't really anymore. People always said, oh, you look like Jennifer Aniston. It was a huge compliment.
Because you used
really
to go
don't.
To the salon with a picture of Jennifer Aniston and say, make me look like this.
Did not. We just have the same color hair. Stupid.
And cut.
She has blue eyes. I do not. She has a Greek kind of a thing going on. I do
she
not.
She dated Brad Pitt. You wanted to.
No, I'd rather date Johnny Depp. I mean, Brad Pitt, fine. I'll deal with
so
it.
So this is what I was going to ask you. So anyway, here are the 10 people men want to buy a date with. Who do you think is number one? Have any idea? You said Aniston. She's not in the top 10.
I think I demand a recount.
Chat room, who do you think?
Who do you think is the number one?
I see somebody's got it.
Who?
Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone with the Megan Fox.
God, I'm so sick of her.
Natalie Portman.
Sorry. Natalie Portman.
Look at this. These are all like sci-fi
people. Intellectual.
Mia Joy. All the sci-fi people are coming up and our people. Juno.
Oh, that Ellen Page. People like her. Ellen Fox.
Very interesting to see who our audience is into.
Ellen Page.
Someone says Sarah Lane.
Aren't you sweet?
Yeah.
I'm not a movie star, though.
Jenna Malone. Don't know that.
She, yeah, you do. She was...
Susie Perry.
Susie Perry.
That. Jessica Alba. Veronica Belmont, someone says.
Now, Veronica Belmont is a very cute girl.
She is.
She has a very
Selma
interesting
Hayek.
Look.
Somebody says Martin Sargent. That's very nice.
So, Megan Fox. We talk about
Fox
her for a second. Here's
one.
A picture of her
What's
with her
the
nips
fascination?
Out.
Yeah, she's all right.
I mean, she's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
She's a really, really
I
pretty
mean,
woman.
I would douche her.
You would what?
Dozier.
Doge?
Doge.
Is that what think does that mean what I think it means?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. She's an attractive woman. She's like, she's a younger Angelina Jolie and she doesn't have any kids. And she talks about how sexual she is and she's got tattoos, right? So she seems like
what
this crazy.
She's a Transformers. I'm not into that stuff.
Well, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with what kind of bad movies she makes. It's about, you know.
I would transform her.
It's about, you know, her like smoking body, right? She's hot. She's smoking hot. However, I mean, has anyone watching or listening to the show ever been to Los Angeles? There are a lot of beautiful people in Los Angeles. It's annoying. You know, it's enough to give you an eating disorder just hanging out there for the weekend. There are a lot of Megan Foxes. Now, I'm not saying that she's not special because everybody's special in their own way. But I mean, my gosh, it's like no one's ever seen a beautiful woman before, right? And the Marilyn Monroe tattoo, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I didn't even know she had one.
She has one right on her forearm, right here, big.
I have a tattoo of Arthur Ashe.
I have a tattoo of Clifford the dog on my back.
Other people on the list, Cheryl Cole, don't know who that is.
Oh, I think she's a she's in like a British girl group.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, Falling. Used to be number one
number
for
three.
Years.
She Katie was always Price. At the top of these. Who's Katie Price?
Katie Price.
Number five is the Top Gear team. Someone wants to go for.
You know, first of all,
a little orgy.
You can always tell.
Madonna.
You can always.
Now Madonna's old.
You can always tell when British people have written the article because these, like Kylie Minogue, nobody in this
I don't
country.
Know who that is.
Kylie Minogue, remember she's saying, come on, baby, do the locomotion. Chugga chugga motion like a railway train. The 80s remake, obviously, not the original. That's a lot older.
That's so this
Susan Boyle, come on.
Susan Boyle. Oh my
Susan
God.
Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
That, see, this is just stupid.
See, obviously, this isn't like, I'm thinking full on sex date, but this is maybe.
No, this is just here.
This is okay, just
here's
a date.
The full list. We got Megan Fox, Cheryl Cole.
J-Lo.
J-Lo, ugh. So.
This is a weird list. So, okay, so if
by the
you,
way, I don't who, think J-Lo is disgusting. She's just sort of married.
So top of your
children.
List is, you know what would be Aniston. Top of my list?
Easily.
Like this chick from my high school I always wanted to do, and I'd do her.
No, you have
she
to.
She wouldn't give me the time of day.
You asked me a woman. You need to answer a man. Who would be your man?
Who would be my man?
Yeah. You asked me a woman. I'm a woman. Who's your dude? Who are you going gay for? And be honest. Don't be stupid. Be honest.
Kevin Rose.
Come on. Gosh.
I don't know.
You
I
want my not... sloppy seconds?
I have...
Is that the best you can do?
All right. Pat Norton. Honestly,
he'd wear a utility kilt just for you.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. You're like, I would never. I have not thought about this. So.
Come on.
I'm trying.
Don't you? This is hypothetical.
This is not what me and my friends talk about.
This. Come on, everyone.
And first of all, it's a lot cooler and hotter for you to hook up with Aniston than it is for me to hook
Wouldn't
up
it
with.
Be hot? Oh, talk with, about an incentive to go to the gym. She is in excellent shape.
I don't Whoa. Know. I can't even think of anybody.
How about Johnny Depp? Who doesn't want to sleep with him?
I don't want to sleep with Johnny
yes,
Depp.
Yes, you do. There's no way you don't want to sleep with him.
No, I don't.
He's wonderful. He's the greatest living human.
He's kind of creepy.
No.
I think he's a good actor. I don't
yes.
want to sleep with him. I don't want to sleep with
okay,
him.
Okay, what about...
I don't want to.
Okay, what about... God, I can't think of anybody even in Johnny Depp's league. League of his own. How about... I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Fine. Martin doesn't have a guy, you know, doesn't want to sleep with some really famous, good-looking, chiseled, smart guy.
It's not the point. I can't think of any.
I mean, there's got to be someone where you're like, that's a good-looking dude.
I recognize good-looking people.
Like? For example? I mean, you got to be... How about that?
Not like I'm reading Us Weekly like you. I don't know these people.
I don't read Us Weekly unless I'm getting my nails done. It's my little thing. I get all of Us Weeklies in a pile, and I sit there and I digest everything.
I don't know. I'm not saying that I'm some crazy homophobic guy. I'm not.
Of course not. You just can't think of anybody.
Can't think of anyone off the top of my head who I want to have sex
okay,
with.
Okay,
all right?
Okay. Let's take a step back, folks. All right. To quote Pat Norton himself. Why don't we bring it down to the level of Who's the most handsome? Who's the most handsome male celebrity in your opinion?
It's the same question. I can't. No, it isn't.
Saying appreciating someone's handsomeness is not the same as wanting to sleep with them. I appreciate Megan Fox's gorgeous beauty.
You name names,
I don't
and
sleep
I'll tell
with
you. I can't think of anyone.
Oh God. Well, forget it then. You're no fun. Hypothetical. That's what the game is.
I can't think of anyone.
So Megan Fox, you know, you're a lovely girl. I'm sorry about what I said earlier. I probably would have sex with her. God, I'd be like the ugly, gross one in the relationship, though. Not going to happen. I'm sorry, Megan. I changed my mind.
All right. Do you want to play a game, or do you want to do this story about DWIs?
Well, when you put it that way, what's a DWI, by the way? I know what a DUI is.
Driving while intoxicated.
DUI is driving under the influence.
Yeah. Well, DWI, that's what they call it in some states.
Oh, it's an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
People from Rochester, I guess, call it DWI.
I don't even talk about it. It's kind of an interesting
story. There's nothing fun about drunk driving.
No, it's just...
Kids, don't try it at home.
Let's play, true or poo.
Ah, true or poo. Let's do it. We even have a little song for you guys all today. True or poo.
Refresh your rules on this game.
Longer
works.
And longer, doesn't it?
I know, it's really, really simple game. I'm going to give you three different news stories may have been ripped from the headlines, may have been something that I absolutely made up.
Okay.
A big steaming pile of poo. All you have to do is, after I read each one, you tell me, is that true or is that poo?
Okay.
Now,
so basically,
you get,
it's true story or Martin's mind.
If you get two out of the three correct...
Then I win.
Then you win.
That's how the game works.
That's how it works.
Okay.
Now, if the opposite happens and I win, okay.
Then that's
And what are we playing? What are we playing for?
Gosh, we could play for anything.
We could.
I don't have any marbles to give you.
Marbles?
If you were to win.
Marbles.
Reese's Pieces. Don't have
want
those.
That either.
I'm done with my kombucha, so there's not much I could give you. What would we play for? I don't know.
Well, being that we're not going to do that DWI story.
Yeah.
Let's play for drinks.
Oh, okay. Drinks.
Okay, drinks.
I love drinks.
Yeah.
I'd love to win drinks.
Mm-hmm.
This is an incentive. Good call.
Ready for your first story?
I am.
All right. There's a new job application contest in Southern England coming on the heels of the best job in the world offer presented by the Queensland Australia Tourism Office to be the caretaker of a tropical island, and the wine country correspondent position presented by Murphy Good Winery in Sonoma County, California. This one, to live in a cave as a professional witch. The job seeks a witch to preside. You might be good at this.
Totally.
The job seeks a witch to preside over a historic cave in the southwest of England who might be able to cast a magic spell to increase tourism. The only job requirements must be able to cackle and not be allergic to cats. You are perfect for this. Or, presumably, to bats, which the cave is full of.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of hag hopefuls showed up at the Wookie Hole Cave in Somerset, where the owners are looking for a new witch after the last one retired. The pay? £50,000 a year. Is it true or poo?
Wow. I gotta call poo. Steamy, slimy poo on this
one. Let me hear that cackle again.
No. It happens when it happens.
You don't think this is true?
No. I think that... Well, let me think about this. I know that you wouldn't necessarily want to talk about Murphy Good unless it kind of fell into a greater story that really happened to be so great that you were like, oh, this would be really good for True or Poo. Kind of got to talk about it because it's one of these really good job types of things. There's no way this is true. I'm sorry. It's poo. It is straight up poo. A witch cave thing? Cats?
Final.
It's poo.
Judges?
You are incorrect. What? That is a true story.
The mother F.
That is a true story.
No, it isn't.
It is. I'll email it to you because you should apply.
Thousands of hopefuls? Well, they've got somebody already, I'm sure.
I think I said
I don't want to live in a cave with a bunch of bat guano. Yuck. No, thank you. I do like the part about cats, though.
A professional witch.
Awesome.
You'd be perfect.
I am not
you
a witch.
You are the queen of mean.
I am not.
The ice queen.
I might be a little bitchy, but I don't think I'm a little witch. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot. Thank you. I don't think
people are scared of you.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
Who?
A lot of people.
Oh, my God.
And if I told you who, they would kill me because they're terrified. Let's move on to the next story.
I'd rather them be scared of me than be, bossing me around.
I said, let's move on to the next story. You're 0-1.
Fine.
Ready?
I'm ready. I'm waiting patiently.
Okay. Here it is.
Just spill it.
A poor pensioner in a small village in the south of Wales has been arrested for stealing several sheep from a neighbor's flock, the BBC reports. The woman, who weighed over 32 stone, or about 450 pounds, has reportedly spent the past several months knitting a sweater for herself, but kept running out of wool, causing her to steal the neighbor's sheep to get more.
Oh.
The woman would also roast the sheep after shearing them, police reported. The woman's neighbor, who originally blamed wolves, suspected the woman when he began to routinely smell mutton coming from the direction of the woman's home.
Oh, God.
True or poo?
I wouldn't have the first clue. The whole time you're reading these, I'm trying to imagine you like sitting in your little dungeon writing them going, oh, I love the little
dungeon.
Wolf detail.
Dungeon. Yeah. I have a light filled. Casa del Sarge is light bathed.
Yeah,
and you know
it's
that.
It's dungeon-esque.
Oh, come on.
You
it's
know
all
it.
Windows. It's like a terrarium.
It's like you go in there and it's like you're stepping
it's
back into the 17th
to
century.
Windows.
I know, but it's all musty and dusty and there's cobwebs and
you
stuff.
Make me sick.
You know, Molly's crawling around looking for things.
What? She's crawling around looking like you act like she lives in some cave and like she's gone blind and translucent from like there not being enough light in there.
Seriously. She's gonna die if she ever sees the sun again. Molly, get out now. God. I imagine you having written this story. And I'm going to say poo. That's what I'm going to say.
Final?
Yep. Yep. It's final. Oh, it's final. Yes, Martin.
Judges, you are correct.
All right. 1-2. We call that even.
You
even
know how
Steven.
I gave that one away?
How?
And I thought you were going to get it.
Why?
I said, the woman who weighed over 32 stone instead of weighs. But you didn't catch that.
No, I didn't catch it.
I thought I was spooed.
You just thought you were totally pooed? Yeah, because they don't really write news stories in the past, do they? They don't
Well, the woman would still, that she died.
Well, what if she lost a little weight? Okay? Come on. Think big.
What was I thinking?
Think outside the box.
Obviously, I have no imagination.
And the smell of mutton. What does mutton smell like, by the way?
Roasting
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to
All right.
Know. I like
you,
sheep.
We're 1-1. We're 1-1 here. So
we're 1-1.
It's all coming down to this.
Tied
one.
Up, bitches.
This is a tiebreaker.
Tied up.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready
Here's
to
your final
rock
challenge.
And roll.
A new game show in Thailand is causing massive controversy as well as lots of hope for people with grave medical conditions. The show, loosely translated as Thailand Has Diseases, takes three contestants with horrible medical conditions and places them in front of a panel consisting of a doctor, a Thai movie star, and a former politician. Whoever can convince the judges that they are the most deserving of treatment gets their medical bills paid for. Though the Thai government offers excellent general health care free of charge, extremely expensive procedures involving the rarest of conditions are often not covered. True or poo?
True.
final.
Yes. True.
This is for the game.
True.
Judges, you are incorrect.
What? I thought I read about this.
Thailand has diseases?
I thought I read about this on the internet. Gosh darn it. I was sure of it. No, this is true. This is true.
No, it's not.
I think it is true. You just don't know it.
I made it up. I was joking around the other night, and I said, I was telling somebody, Molly or someone at the bar, and I said, you know what would be a really hit game show? A show called America's Got Diseases.
God, you're terrible.
And it would essentially be the same thing. It would be a hit show, though.
Filthy, disgusting dungeon master.
I am the game master.
I am the gatekeeper.
No, I read about this game show called Thailand Has Diseases on the internet.
I know, it's true.
Or did you?
I thought it was. I don't know. I don't even know myself anymore. God. This blows. All right, fine. So I owe you a drink. You said you weren't going out tonight. Now you have to go get a drink with me after we get back to the city.
I have a flight at 7 a.m.
You're going to. You know what? You know what? You say no. You don't get your drink. It's tonight or it's never. Do you want your free drink or don't you?
I want it in the worst possible way.
Well, then, buck up, sailor.
You know what else I want
you
really
can
bad?
Sleep when you're dead.
You know what else I want?
What?
I want to play Tweetbeat.
All right, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent.
Time for the show. The whole game, the whole internet is buzzing about. I call it Tweetbeat. Let me remind you how the game works. I'm going to give you two words or phrases that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. All you have to do, Sarah, is tell me which one of those words or phrases they're talking about more incessantly.
That seems
which has a louder tweet
seems
beat.
Like a clear and honest premise.
For example, if I said which has a louder tweet beat, Harry Potter or Welcome Back, Cotter. You would probably say
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, of course.
The new movie, Half-Blood Prince.
It's a trending topic most days.
Kind of boring,
yeah,
if you ask me.
I didn't see it.
I didn't think it was
I've never
the best
seen
one.
Any of them. All
They're
right.
Usually really good. I didn't like it that much.
Let's play Tweetbeat.
Okay.
I performed these calculations yesterday at 11:30 a.m.
Yesterday at 11:30 a.m. All right.
Okay.
Noted. Yes.
Here is your first challenge.
Okay.
Which has a louder tweet beat? New Jobs or Lou Dobbs? New Jobs or Lou Dobbs? Talk it through.
New Jobs. New Jobs, I would think, would be tweeted a lot less than New Job, because you would get a lot of tweets of people saying something like, I'm looking for a new job, or I need a new job.
Unless, of course, it was a New Jobs report.
Unless, of course, there was a New Jobs report. But, I mean, there's not, I don't know.
There were some, of course, economic indicators that recently came out.
Sure. There always are. Every week it's like
unemployment, new jobs.
There aren't many new jobs.
And with retweeting, it always just depends on
I guess
who
it could have said
up.
No new jobs in the month of May.
Well, it wouldn't have said that.
Right.
So
there were no new jobs.
Nowhere was there a new job.
I didn't find any.
So, New Jobs or Lou Dobbs?
Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs. I think that, and we're talking about Lou Dobbs as far as
the one and only.
Yeah, the
CNN
one,
well, anchor.
But he's mad at the other guy. He said the other guy was full of
poop. Oh, right. Well, Lou Dobbs has been flogging this birther thing.
Right.
Like yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
And he's really people.
But he's particularly mad at the guy who works over at Fox.
Well, O'Reilly said that he was nuts, which is a weird thing because they're both kind of conservative. So, yes, they now Dobbs might go on O'Reilly.
Now, I think.
But Dobbs is just like making an ass of himself with this Bertha thing. It's crazy. Anyway, that's.
Yeah, it's so the birther thing.
Somebody's,
the birthers,
or could
as
it be
called,
lube jobs?
It's not lube jobs or no, nude dogs.
Lube jobs.
Lube jobs. Getting all automotive on the show now. I don't want anything to do with lube jobs.
That's not what I meant.
Automotive or otherwise.
Other.
Ugh. If you're doing it right, you don't need lube. So I've heard. I don't know anything about that. okay, so Lou Dobbs or it's got to be Lou Dobbs. Got to be Lou Dobbs because the birther thing is off the rails right now. Everyone's talking about it. You got one opinion or another. Something like 48%. I don't know. I'm staying out of it. Although I think both Martin and my position is probably rather clear. That said, I think it's Lou Dobbs. I think it's Lou Dobbs, and I'm going for it. Final answer.
Final answer.
Oh yeah. Even in France it is.
Judges, you are incorrect.
Other effer.
New jobs, 336. Lou Dobbs, 250.
No. Well, that's a pretty high margin.
Lou Dobbs.
Oh, who cares about jobs anyway? Gosh.
Clearly not me.
Yeah.
All right.
Lou Dobbs. You've disappointed me yet again.
Oh.
Thanks for
Oh, by the way, what are we playing for, Thera?
I don't know if we can say now that we're already into the game. and I'm losing.
Oh, and one.
I'm trailing you by a point.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to go double or nothing.
All right, fine. Double or nothing.
Okay, I like
all right?
that.
I need to win the next two. Come on.
You do.
Good mojo, everybody.
Are
good
you
mojo.
Ready for the next one?
I have ESPN, you know, so if you send me ideas, I'll get them. Go ahead.
Wow, you have ESPN?
I totally do.
Oh, I get what you're trying. That's supposed to be fun. Okay. Here's your next challenge.
All right.
Which has a higher tweet beat, a louder tweet beat?
I don't know yet. You haven't said.
Hit the Sheets or Sarah Palin's Tweets?
Oh, Sarah Palin's Tweets.
Hit the Sheets or Sarah Palin's Tweets.
It has to be Sarah Palin's Tweets because Captain Kirk read them on one of the nightly shows. And I know because I programmed one of these stories onto the current website yesterday and it was from the night before. So if you performed this at 11:30 a.m. yesterday, totally in the clear. It's totally Sarah Palin's Tweets. I know it.
Wrong. The answer is Sarah Palin's Sheets.
Shut up. I'm right, aren't I? I win.
Judges! You are correct.
Hey!
Hit the
Sheets! I might win this thing. We're going to win this thing
Hit
after all.
Hit the Sheets. 157. Sarah Palin's Tweets. You're exactly right. It was on Conan O'Brien.
Oh, Conan. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I heard
285. It was funny. 285.
I'm happy. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
Really good
true
right
or
now.
True or poo was, you know, could have gone either way, and now Tweetbeat could go either way.
This is an historic moment.
I am quite a game master.
Will you try to game master yourself into the microphone? Thanks. What's going on there? I can put you in touch with my Invisalign people if you're interested.
Put me in touch with a toothpick. I had corn last night.
Oh,
all right. I love corn.
I
you
love
know
corn?
It.
I love corn?
Hey, that was a tweet beat one week. I love corn. You got it right.
I guessed I love corn because I thought, why would you have said it otherwise? And I looked foolish.
All right. Here's your final challenge.
All right.
Is it? That is to say, which has a louder tweet beat?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
High score. Or Michael Moore.
Ew.
High score or Michael Moore, which has a louder tweet beat.
Michael Moore, I haven't read anything about him this week. Although he's always doing something to get them riled up. And I know he's got a new movie coming out.
He does.
Yeah, it's about, is it the food industry?
No. It's called Capitalism, A Love Story.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually headlining the Venice Film Festival.
Mm. High score.
Got the high score.
No, I...
In Tetris. Missile Command, high score right here. Booyah.
Wouldn't people say highest score?
No, you say high score.
You definitely play more weird bar games than I do with things like...
Video games.
Yeah, with high scores. You're addicted to internet gaming.
It's not even true. I'm addicted to internet. I'm addicted to massive multiplayer online role-playing games.
MMORPG?
Awesome.
Okay, so... I don't know. This one sucks. High score, Michael Moore.
Who are you, an old Jewish woman now?
Well, it depends on if you think I'm old.
Who needs that?
What? Take it or leave it. That Moore kid.
You're wasting away.
Eat.
Michael Moore's not wasting away. He's fat. He is huge.
You know, not all Jewish people talk like they're from New York,
Martin.
My goodness.
I know that, but Michael
I think Larry
Moore.
David may like to hear about you mocking him.
Oh, I'm so excited about the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. They're going to have a Seinfeld reunion.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be super cool. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's very funny.
I subscribe to HBO. I cancel HBO until Curb Your Enthusiasm comes on. Then I resubscribe, and then I cancel it again.
Why don't you just watch it on Netflix or something? Or iTunes?
I don't think you can do that.
No?
No. I like to watch it when it first comes out. Is that good? Anyway.
That's how I feel about Mad Men, even though I'm all caught up.
Ooh. I got my August new 16th. DVD today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What episode are you guys on?
Season 2, disc 2.
So you've got two more discs, right? After this one?
I think so.
Well, what episode are you into in the first?
It's going to be 4. Tonight's going to be 4, 5, and 6.
Ah, gets so great. There's 13.
Because 1, 2, and 3 were not that great.
Oh, it gets better.
All right.
That doesn't mean they're not that great. God,
they
you know
weren't,
I don't want to have this conversation.
That good.
Don't
okay,
have this conversation.
Not as
totally
anyway,
don't have this conversation.
The question,
Michael
were you
Moore,
Michael Moore or high score?
Or high score. I think let's go with high score. I got the high score. There are a lot of gamers out there, aren't they? Aren't there? High score. I can't really think of what else it would refer to. Let's go with Michael Moore. Shake it up. Shake it up. Ooh, shake it up.
Michael Moore.
Dance all night. Yes, Michael Moore.
Final
answer. I'm sick of this.
Judges? You are incorrect. I am the champion. High score, 173. Michael Moore, 163. I won, true or poop. I won, creepy. I am the game master.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
All right, let's get the hell out of here because I got to catch an early flight and I want to get those drinks.
Okay.
Everyone.
Oh, goodness.
You guys, that was a fun show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I think we did.
We've enjoyed it, all right.
I enjoyed it.
God, it's fun to yell.
I enjoyed it.
It's so fun.
You guys, thank you so much for watching, for listening. Don't forget, everyone,
yes, thank you.
Really please do subscribe if you haven't on the iTunes. That helps us sell sponsorships.
Absolutely.
And that's the only reason that we might end up getting gas money to do this show. So really help us out if you haven't subscribed.
Please do. Please subscribe, watch, tell your friends, yeah. Tell your teacher, tell your mom, and then tell your mom sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
Because she'll probably be upset with our behavior.
All right, we're going to be back next week with another edition of This Week in Fun.
Absolutely.
Until then, have fun.
Whiff out! This Week in Fun.